Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Simpin' After Dark. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza, as always. And today, I got a special guest, a very special guest. Before I let you introduce yourself, Nas, I'll do my own little spiel. This is like my big brother, Mr. Nas Arad of Wild 7 Studios, co-founder, director, writer, all that of Debbie and the Devil. I know we've brought that up a few times. I'm always shouting out Wild 7 Studios. So we got Mr. Wild 7 himself.
That was a lovely introduction. Thank you so much, my little sister. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being on. I don't know if you care to share about your alter ego, Nazalina, a little bit.
Nazalina is me in Latina form. You guys informed me while we were making Debbie and the Devil. By the way, greatest horror comedy ever made. Finished it. The trailer just dropped. We're very happy.
Go check that out on YouTube.
Yes, the numbers are rising. It's a good thing. It's a party.
It's a great trailer. It's a great trailer.
It's very fun. Yeah. But you guys informed me that at heart I am a Latina woman named Nazalina. And she's a beauty.
That's a we bond on a level. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I get with them on a Latina level.
Nas isn't actually Latina.
I'm not. No, I'm actually Persian American. But
that's perfect because I'm Persian American at heart.
Same, and I'm Latina.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, nor I. But thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. I'm so excited about this episode today.
Yes.
I sent you the song last night. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it last night or today.
I got the text message last night when I was in bed, and I glanced at it. I was like, okay, I'll absorb it tomorrow morning when I'm doing my workout and whatnot. And I listened to it. It's quite an interesting song.
Interesting. Yes, it is. It's the name of the song is Tipsy by Chloe and Hallie. It's two sisters, so if you, listener, are not familiar, their voices are angelic. They are very famous for just their melodies and harmonizing. Their harmonies are beautiful. Actually, I think it's Hallie that is the younger one that got cast as Ariel in The Little Mermaid, which I can't wait for that because her voice is just perfect for The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
What did you think about the song? about their voices.
Well,
in general,
their voices are very angelic. And one thing I just want to add, just a disclaimer, it was just recently my birthday. I'm an old dude compared to the Simpin crowd.
Wait, when was your birthday?
It was on Saturday. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got some good gifts from
I feel
partner Apers.
Horrible.
Yeah. No,
right
worries.
Here on camera. I don't know why I thought it was next Saturday. Well, I feel horrible.
I don't think we're friends on Facebook, so you didn't get the notification. No. So it's okay. You know, like.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate
it. You got a Pisces man.
Yes.
On here.
Kind, sensitive Pisces man.
Yes.
Yes. But no, I got some great gifts. But what I wanted to say, disclaimer, I'm 38 years old. I don't think I'm exactly in the demo of this song. It's a wonderful song, and it's very well sung, and they have a lot of character, these girls.
Yes.
You know, just very interesting. So you asked what I thought of the song?
Yeah, I guess like first gist of it, what did it mean to you? Or like, what did you get from it?
Okay, what I got from it was it's very fun, and it's very, how do I say this? Like, it's very mischievous.
Yeah,
it's a very mischievous
definitely.
Song. what I was able to surmise from the song was that she is basically telling her current squeeze. And please correct me if any of this is wrong, you know, like she's,
I don't think any of it's wrong. I think all of it is up to interpretation. Right. Right. You know? People and always are going to get what they get from it.
Yes. Yes. Which is art. Yeah. You know, like, and she's basically saying, if you treat me like my other guys treated me, who treated me pretty awfully, I will hurt you.
Fucking kill
you. I will fucking kill you.
Bitch.
And how it made me feel was...
You scared?
I was scared. I was scared. I admit, I was scared.
That's funny.
I had like crazy flashbacks of things and I got scared.
I can't wait to get into it. Right. Like, I know... I don't know really exactly what episodes, but I've gotten to, you know, dealing with crazy men. Like, for me, that's my experience.
Yes.
And, like, I've touched on maybe me being a tad bit crazy here and there sometimes. Right. But
you?
I'm excited. Yeah. I know.
No. Actually, I will say, in the time that I've worked with Ashley has always been very even-keeled around me because we work together and stuff. So I see the best of Ashley. I never see this crazy Ashley, only at parties and stuff.
Only my boyfriends get to see that.
Yes, exactly. Not her coworker, the kind Mr. Red. But exactly. What I want to say is, it was, on one part, it's funny, like, haha, you know, like, oh, it's so mischievous. She's talking about killing this guy that isn't... If he doesn't treat her right, she'll kill him. Ha ha. But then at the same time, I'm of a few minds of this. First of all, I'm never going to ever say that a work of art shouldn't exist. And I'm not at all saying that this song is socially irresponsible or anything like that. That's a silly thing. It's a fun song. And I think a song like this...
Because I think you can tell like the difference between something that's like serious or like it's for fun.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. You can tell that her tongue is firmly in her cheek and she's not, I don't think she's serious.
It's like a wink, wink.
Right. Exactly. And in fact, for this young lady to, I'm sorry if young lady is like.
Well, it's two of them. So.
Oh, right. For this duo of talented musicians, for them to get this far in the game, they're obviously not mentally imbalanced. You know, like people that are just gonna really kill someone that cheats on them.
Yeah, of course. I think it's more of just like that thing where like you start dating someone and you get comfortable enough and you're like, don't break my heart or I'll literally fucking shoot
right,
you in the face.
Right. Okay.
Just kidding.
So here's where I sort of the old grandpa Mr. Red comes in.
Okay.
Okay. If this was, let's say these two girls were, say, members of Nightshade, let's say, right? And I was just doing my thing, you know, I'm working, I'm drawing or whatever I'm doing. And then I see them like sharpening knives or something. I'm like, hey, girls, what are you guys doing there? And then they're like, oh, my boyfriend treated me bad, so we're going to go kill him. I would say, well, look.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, maybe don't do that. But okay,
let's think
obviously,
it over.
Obviously, don't kill someone. But the root of what I'm saying is nobody in your life should make you want to even do something like that.
I don't know. They shouldn't, but sometimes they do.
Right. But, no, I get it. Now, okay, also, I have to say this because I don't know. I'm just going to imagine that your audience has no exposure to the freak Mr. Red. But you guys, I mean, you guys know this about me. Nightshade knows this about me. I'm not a relationship guy. I'm able to contextualize this now. I knew in my 20s and before I made Debbie that I just didn't feel like a man. I didn't feel like, I felt like a boy. I didn't feel like I could make a woman happy because a woman needs a man if that's her thing, you know, unless she's different or whatever, you know, like, and by different, you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
I think you're just really focused on your career.
Right, exactly.
Per se. Which is like a thing. And it's like people that are like that need to recognize that and maybe not dabble in relationships.
Right, exactly. That's my point. I was, I guess, smart enough to know that a relationship would not just be an incredible drain on me because I'm just not committed. And that's a very selfish, fucky thing to do. Mm-hmm. It would be a drain on another person, and I can't do that. Yeah,
if you can't give it like 100, then you're just hurting somebody else, and it's just not going to work out.
Right.
It's going to be a headache for both of you.
Right.
So
exactly.
For what?
Yeah, exactly.
For what?
And so, So I've never in my adult life felt how you might, like, if say a spouse or something wronged you. I've never.
And I wanted to ask you. I wanted to be like, have you ever like felt like crazy over somebody? But then I realized, I think why it's more accepted maybe for like women to make songs like this versus if a man made it, it would be a lot more like threatening or scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think it's a double standard. I think it's just the fact that like men can be scary. Like men like literally have the power to like kill you or like crush you. So like when a woman does it, it's more like fun and games and like, haha, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Like men don't really have the leeway to make music like this.
Yeah.
Even if it's playful.
I agree. To a point, I mean, you know, like say like Eminem with his, you know, early Kim songs and stuff like
that. And all that shit's controversial.
Right, right. And it's super controversial and he would take heat from it. But also I would say like say if I was an idiot male active, what do you call those guys? Those incel guys?
Incels.
Incels, but then they're also like male, they fight for male rights or male rights activists. Meninists or something. If I was an idiot meninist, I would say, oh, that's a double standard. Women can write that, but men can't. But no,
I feel there's like there are double standards that are there for a reason.
Yeah, because
like that makes sense.
Exactly. There's historical precedent of men killing their wives more than.
Yeah, it's like when like women make a joke about like men like ain't shit. It's like different. Like the reason like there is that double standard is because women are already like below men. So like if men make jokes about like women ain't shit, it's like women already ain't shit. Like women, there's already like the pay gap, like abuse, like murder against women, harassment, like rape, all that stuff. So when women do it, it's not the same. Like when somebody that's oppressed makes a joke about the oppressor, it's not the same as if the oppressor does it. It's abusive now.
It's a little more gross when it's coming from the oppressor.
Yeah, it's like whoa.
Yeah, it's like you have it so much. I feel you. I do think there are many disparities between the sexes and stuff like that. And how, I mean, look, I always viewed myself as like, have you ever seen Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah.
You know, he's just kind of trying to do his own thing.
With the new one?
Yeah, the new one. And then he just kind of finds himself helping Furiosa. Yeah. That's how I view myself. Like, I'm just doing my own thing. And then just through, I just want to make movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I help with the nightshade, and I'm cool with
just
the ladies.
He's like dope ass bitches.
Right, right. Dope ass ladies. Yes.
Yeah, Nas is a very, very a gentleman.
Thank you.
He literally will like say sorry if he cusses in front of women. I'm always like, please cuss.
Yeah,
I keep it real here on Simmon After Dark.
I've gotten fucking better.
Good. You let out all those words.
Yes.
We're gonna get real.
Yes, we're gonna get super real.
Play a little clip of this song, I guess.
Okay, let's jump into it.
Give everyone a little listen. It was me, better, baby, better, treat me better, better than those other guys who change up like the weather, it is such a shame that they went missing, they can't find them now, oh, I wonder how I accidentally put them in the ground, a bop though.
What a bop. I was gonna say that that's a bop and
a
half. I like that it's very upbeat, first of all.
It is.
Yeah,
and like by all means this is not my favorite song of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Like even on the album, I think it's called Ungodly Hour, came out last year.
Yeah,
there's like a bunch of good songs. You might have heard like one of their more popular songs.
Oh yeah,
Do It.
Could you hum it maybe?
No, I'll do it after.
All right, cool. I respect
it's a good song, but there's like a bunch of like they had a couple singles and just the whole album is really good altogether. Really upbeat and just like deals with the ideas of womanhood because they're young, so I think they're just trying to like explore
all
these things. Like they have a song about being the other woman, about like going out and like partying, all these things.
Yeah, so, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's a fun ditty.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
But thoughts.
Thoughts. I want to get into some lyrics and then like I want to ask you.
Okay, cool.
Some stuff.
Okay.
Some stuff.
You know, for sure. I'm here to be honest.
Dealing with like a woman just giving you that crazy little spiel. I don't know. Like, because I feel like I've done the crazy spiel.
Oh, yeah?
But I want to know about how you feel on the receiving end. Okay.
Okay.
So we got verse one. She says, I've been crucified, darling. Ghosts haunt me like New Orleans. I've been charged with a murder. Need someone to push me further. I'll hit you where it hurts. Yeah. If you don't put me first. Yeah. And I don't give no apologies. If you lose a life, that's not on me. So straight up, she's just like, if you fuck up, that's your bad. You got what you got coming to you if you don't fucking act right. Like, I've been fucking through it. Jesus, I've been crucified. Ghosts haunt me like New Orleans, so.
Oh, dear.
You know. It's like, how do you feel with, like, if you start, okay, because, like, you're not really into dating. You've said that.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm sure you've had experience.
Yes. Dating. I'm glad you asked, yeah. Ashley. Okay, well, first of all, full disclosure. I think I've said variations of this. I think my one relationship that I had, I was very young and I was very dumb and I was very,
weren't we all?
Yeah. And I was very like clingy and I hate that. And I vowed never to.
Why do you hate that?
Well, just because, I mean, it's just
like looking back, it's cringy.
Yeah. Like looking back, it's cringy.
Was it not reciprocated?
Towards the end? No. It was my one thing with that. And it just, the timing of it was not great, but I mean, whenever, I mean, you know, it happened. But my point being, I'm not a angel. Like I think, but again, I was like 20 or 19, 18, you know, I was young, you know, like,
I think, like we're grown. We can all look back and like admit like when we were the toxic person.
Right. Or, exactly.
Like, one that did cringy shit where you look back and you're like, why did I do that?
Yeah, exactly. And you just hit it on the head. I believe myself to have been toxic in that moment, you know, like I was toxic, but not
been there.
Yeah. We've all been there. Now I've had a few experiences with like women that, or people, let's say, that like just sort of, you know, have come into my life, and I can break it down sort of scientifically. I was love bombed.
Oh,
have you ever?
I think it's been brought up on the podcast before when we've talked about like manipulation and narcissists specifically.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah.
We did an episode on narcissists and how that's usually the first step is love bombing, or like emotional manipulation usually starts with love bombing. So just to break it down for people, if you haven't heard of it or if you are a new listener, it's when you first start talking to someone and it's just like really early on, they just literally bomb you with love. Like they just show you so much affection, like give you all these compliments, like maybe buy you a bunch of gifts or things like that, where it's kind of to reel you in. It's like it's a trap.
Yeah, and the thing is, like,
what comes next?
Right. Like, and what comes next is, you know, you hook up, and the thing is,
Ugly side comes out.
Right. The ugly side comes out. But here's the thing: I've never played anybody. I've never done that. It's not, you know, I'll be real, okay? I hooked up with this lady. And you have to know something about Mr. Red. I'm an older gentleman. I'm 38 years old. This lady was older as well. She was way old. She was nice. She was a nice lady. But I hooked up with her. And then, you know, she New Year's Eve, she like was like, hey, happy New Year's. And then I just didn't, because I was like, I'm not your boyfriend, you know? Like, and then.
Because it's New Year's Eve. It's like, she's probably going to try to be like, let's hang out.
Right, exactly. And then
when it turns midnight.
Yeah, exactly. And then the next time I saw her, she just sort of smirked at me because she was older. She just knows how to handle stuff. I like older ladies. That's why, you know, I mean, I hate to put my preference out there, but like, I mean, I like women that, you know, and by older, I mean, what's older? Age is just a number.
I don't know.
But,
okay. Yeah. I want to have a full episode about this.
Okay.
April brought it up on the last episode that I did with April and Alexa for the Nightshade special about the dynamics of like age and like age disparity in a relationship, and like, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Being at like what point you are at in your life and like what kind of dynamic, power dynamic specifically.
Yeah. I mean,
come into play.
I mean, you know what it is? I feel like women in their 20s, they're changing and they're evolving.
Well, supposedly like your brain's not fully developed until you're 25.
Right. And so within all of those changes, there might be some mistakes, there might be some missteps. And I just
you're easier to manipulate when you're below that.
Yeah.
And a man's like older than 25 and you're below 25.
Right.
You're easier to manipulate.
Right.
And but I think once you're older, like for you, like now you're older and if you liked older women, I don't know. That's interesting. Well, I want to know.
It's not even that I like older women. It's just when in a hookup situation, they just kind of know, right
that
they,
makes sense too.
Yeah.
And that's all like a part of it too though, with like the whole thing, because like when I was like under 25, I was dating a guy that was like about to be like, he was 25 and like we dated for a little bit and like he knew what he was doing sexually, so I was like dickmatized, like
good on you pal.
In love with him. Like
right,
so like he had a hold on me. That's something that comes into play, that sex is a way to keep people
right and
in line.
So I'm not a saint or anything like that. That woman, the older woman, like she just kind of smirked at me and she was like, oh, do you know how to use your phone? And I was just like, oh, sorry. And you know, and then she just left. But like how do I put this? Okay, so I got love bombed heavy, like
by
heavy.
By this lady or another?
No, by this person. And I'm trying to be vague.
We keep it vague.
Right. Dark. I got love bombed.
You can come here and tell me anything. No names will be dropped.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, all people can do is assume. You'll never fucking know.
Right.
Anything.
Exactly.
That's what
exactly.
I tell everybody that comes on here. They're like, I'm just scared that somebody's going to know. I'm talking. Nobody's going to fucking know. You could assume. People are fucking narcissistic.
Yeah.
People are always going to think you're talking about them. They don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you're thinking it's you, it's not you, you narcissist.
You narcissist. Yeah.
But, so I got love bombed and I was in a place in my life where I was like, maybe I could go for some sort of, not relationship, but just a steady hookup thing. Not like a...
You're like, all right, I'm open to the possibility.
Yeah, exactly. So...
But with love bombing, it kind of doesn't leave you an option.
It's no, just, exactly. The thing is, like, I don't know how to react to that. I know
it's
how
like
to react.
Quicksand.
Yeah, I know how to react to people being horrible to me because I'm used to that. No, I'm just joking. But like, but no, but for real, I know how to react if somebody's being a dick or if somebody's being mean or something. But when somebody's being like, I love you, honey, it's like when
she's saying I love you.
No, she was saying, she was calling
like,
me honey.
Honey.
Just it was all in her text messages. Like it was all like it's all there. You know what I mean? And that's what like
was she like going out of her way to do a bunch of stuff for you and stuff like that, or was it just all
just everyday messaging me?
Oh.
And the thing is, mind you, I don't message girls. I never message this girl. It was just a constant thing to me.
And that's a tactic,
right? And the thing is, I'm here to tell you, I know Mr. Red is special. He's not that special. I'm not anything. I'm just as dumb as every other guy. And so I was like, okay, let's, you know, we sort of like, we're like, you know, one thing led to another.
Down.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. And it just, she just
I think with that, it's like you feel like you owe them something when they're like,
exactly, because
doing
it's
that, like giving you all this love and like I've talked about it on here too before, a guy that was love bombing me, but it was more so with gifts. And I felt like when it's gifts, it's like money, and like you definitely feel like you owe them like your time at least. I'm right. Just like, oh, I have to.
Right. I mean, like gifts and this and that and like the, oh God, I mean, it was a lot. And the thing is, I'm just not used to that. And the sort of red line that sort of got drawn was, you know, she really just dominated my life. She
did
was.
Did you know at the beginning? Like, did you know that you were like,
well, here's
being
the thing.
Love bombed, or were you like, oh, red flag, red flag?
I was thinking red flag, but I wasn't thinking, oh my God, red flag. I was thinking, oh, what a nice, pretty flag. Like, you know, like, oh, that's very interesting.
And that happens.
So
people just see flags and they're like, what a beautiful flag.
Right, right. I mean, the thing is,
I'm colorblind.
Right. There's this allure to the opposite sex of the crazy opposite sex. Let me tell you something, kids. It's not fun to deal with. It's very scary.
And thus, I want to ask you, did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
I've seen a few episodes, yeah.
So there's this episode where like a Barney, he's like a...
Is that Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
His character, he's like fucking playa, like womanizer.
Yeah.
If you guys watch that show. There's this episode where he starts dating this girl, and it might have been him or Ted. I honestly can't remember, but like the crazy hot scale gets brought up where they're talking about a woman can only be as crazy as she is hot if we're talking an XY scale. So like if this bitch is fucking not cute and she's trying to act fucking crazy, nobody's gonna tolerate that shit.
Right.
If this bitch is fucking fine as fuck, sexy, she got fat ass titties.
Right.
And she can suck your dick real good.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah.
You are probably going to deal with a lot more fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, you have a threshold. You're
Do you
like,
believe in that? Let's be real, Nas.
Okay, real. Maybe me 3 years ago or 4 years ago would have.
Oh, he died.
Yeah. But he now, no. I would okay. Run away super fast.
Okay.
I would run away super fast because, I mean, dude.
You learn.
And the other thing is, it's like, it's not like I finished Debbie and now I'm like, oh, this made me even more like, oh, fuck relation, fuck any of that stuff. And yeah. I really have to give Wild 7 at least 10 years. I have to give it 10 years.
Everything else will come.
Right, right, exactly. But going back to all of this,
yeah.
Love bombed. And then eventually I just had to ask her to leave my home because
it was just becoming too much. Or like,
just well, no. Imagine you're with someone, and then they just move into your home.
Oh Lord!
You know, and so finally, I had to sort of politely ask her to leave. I mean, and I didn't politely ask her to leave. I kind of lost my shit. I was like, "Would you fucking get lost?" And then she was like, you're abusive. You're emotionally abusive." And then I said, "Okay." She
started gaslighting you.
Right, exactly. No. And then that's the other
classic.
Thing. That's the other
classic.
Thing. This is the thing that I want to say where I was really like, fuck this person. And I have no problem saying this because...
Say her name.
Right, yeah. Jacqueline. No, I'm just kidding. There's no Jacqueline. We got into an argument. And the thing that was getting really scary about it was she seemed to be this kind of person that liked fighty relationships. Like she liked fighting. And I'm not a fight. I don't like fighting. I don't like arguing. I don't like any of that stuff. And she started developing this pattern of like asking me something about her situation, and then I would say something, and then she'd be like, what? You know, and then like
kind of like baiting you.
Right, maybe. Right. And so we got into an argument, and I went, and the reason I feel comfortable saying this is because if she was to speak up and say that was me, she would have to admit to doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So fuck you. I don't care. We got into an argument, and I was just like over it. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to take a shower. I'm over this, you know, like,
was
and
she's still at your house at this point.
Yeah. She was
oh my God,
firmly
that's
living
crazy.
There, talking to my mom, blah,
oh my
blah, blah,
God.
Just the worst.
That is insane.
The worst. Horrible human.
That's a nightmare.
Thank you for this therapy, Ashley.
Yeah.
Where's Dr. Stephanie? Yeah. Or I don't mean Dr. Stephanie. You know, I mean, yeah.
Masters Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. So anyway, where was I?
She was talking to your mom. Right. Took a shower.
Right. So I take a shower. I'm like, fuck this. I'm over this argument. I was like, I'm just going to take a shower. And then when I got out of the shower, she started playing something on Netflix or one of the streaming services that I'm not going to go into details or specifics of it, but she started playing it out of the blue. And the reason I was sort of like, huh, that's a kind of a weird move, was because she knew a personal story that happened that had something to do with something of that film or show that she was playing.
Was she trying to use a film as like words?
Well, what she was trying to do, Ashley, was, and I knew what she was trying to do, and so I didn't take it. I think she was trying to trigger me. Like she was trying to get me to be like, fuck you, you're doing that and blah, 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 blah. But that it's the thing that she was trying to do.
Like,
it's not even an issue to me.
Have something to do with like maybe like your past traumas or something?
Not even past trauma. It's somebody that I encountered long ago.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. And, but definitely just trying to trigger you.
Right. Definitely trying to trigger me. And I just sort of quietly asked her, I was like, oh, do you watch this a lot? And she was like, yeah, I watch it sometimes. And she just kind of was like fixed on the screen. And then like, I was like, okay, well, good night. I'm going to go to sleep now. And you know, like, and then I went to sleep. And then the next morning she was like, you know, it's really bugging me, that argument, you know, like, cause you know, like, and it's like, well, what do you want? Like you want me to like,
can
freak
I ask
out?
You Go like ahead. How far in, like months, weeks,
month, 1 month.
This is 1 month. And she's already like,
And there were other circumstances. I mean, she was just evil, and you know, like I just didn't like her at the end of it. And there was a lot of things where I was just like, oh, fuck this girl. And then the thing that was really like, you know, red line. Okay, when I asked her to leave, I lost my shit. Like I was just like, all I wanted to do was go hang out with my friend. Pretty much. And she again started trying to argue with me. And then finally I just said, I don't know your situation. I don't care. I don't know. I just want to go hang out with my friend. I'm done with this. I'm going to go hang out with my friend. And then finally, like a few hours passed, and I just said, she just didn't take that as the cue to fucking leave.
So you left to go hang out with your friends.
And then I come back.
She was still there.
She, instead of leaving like a normal, decent human, she drinks and talks to my mom and all of this shit. And then she goes, I so don't feel bad because fuck her. But like, she's like, I just wanted to stay because maybe you change your mind. And it's like, no, lady, I did not change my mind. I want you to leave. My world was great before you came along. And then finally, I'm like, exactly like this. No bullshit, no nothing. I have not lied once here. I go, a part of me would like you to leave. And then she just goes, and then she just leaves. And then I'm like, ding, 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 you know, like, yeah, there's this song. You ever hear that song? Cause I'm easy. I felt like that. I wake up the next morning. There's like a trillion more text messages from this crazy lady. I was going to say it really
badly. I know you were.
Yeah.
And
I was just like, I'm done. And the thing that was the super red line that I just didn't, I was super done, that I had no problem telling her I'm done with you, was she was like, how would your stupid teammates like to know, you know, what kind of guy you are? And then I just straight up told her, I said, you can't do that. You can't threaten my work. You can't come, you know, that's just, you're done. You're done with me. I'm done with you.
She's like trying to like scare you with like ruining you. And like, and that's a classic
and that's what she
narcissist
did.
Move though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Trying to be like, oh, I'm going to expose you. I'm like, try to turn your like family or friends against you.
Right.
That's
and
manipulative.
Yeah, exactly. And fuck. Yeah. And she said, she did threaten me, and that wasn't, she threatened me again. Like basically I'm going to ruin your reputation, and you can surmise from that, whatever you care to, but she was basically saying, I'm going to say you're emotionally abusive. And I said, look, I have a fucking novel of your insanity. So go ahead and do whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and mind you, this is the third. This is like, so there's like four girls that could know that this could be anybody. So, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So
if you know, you know. And if you think it's you, you're probably just self-centered.
Yeah,
you know, don't exactly. Go assuming anything.
Yeah.
We talk freely here. We try to, you know, just let people know, like, what the fuck is up. You know, I talk about crazy men, about me being crazy. But all of this is just to, like, let the listener know, like, you don't got to put up with this shit. This isn't normal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, leave. This is what this is called, because I was just talking to Alexa after we did that episode the other day, Alexa and April.
Yeah.
About because I posted a clip of like a video on TikTok. Oh, no, I was with Alexa and April, but it was after I posted a clip of me and Stephanie's episode about Friends with Benefits mm-hmm. on TikTok. It went a little viral. So, you know, shout out to the new listeners from TikTok.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying. But people were just like replying and just like, damn, like I needed to hear this. Like, whoa. Yeah. So no wonder, like just kind of coming to terms, like, and this is why I do this. People need to be slapped with the truth sometimes. And sometimes that involves me exposing myself and my crazy past, or bringing guests on that are willing to talk about dealing with fucking crazy ass bitches.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, girls can be crazy, guys can be crazy, but, you know, it's not normal.
I will say, I have a therapist that I see once a month or once every 2 weeks or something.
I need to do that.
Right, yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, you seem pretty together, Ash.
I don't know.
But, yeah, but I'll ask your guy. Yeah, but she basically said that this person has borderline personality disorder. And I had no idea what that was.
I think Stephanie could.
Yeah.
Chime in on that.
Yeah, yeah. Which is basically like anybody that's like obsessed with somebody and you know, that's not normal. That's really freaky, in fact. And it's just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also pretty much just like people that... They're the flip side. It switches.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, right.
Something happens just like on the flip of a switch and like they hate you out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or like if you do something wrong, they're just like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. Like you do something that's not even that deep.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Or like you do like, yeah, it's like they take it too far and they think you hate them and they hate you. Like it's just extremes.
It's scary.
BPD is just like the extremes, like of the emotions. Like there's no like rational emotions in between.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I guess the response when you reject the love bombing or you reject the residual love bombing is rage.
Yes, and exactly. It's just, and like, that's rough. And that usually comes from like other things. Everything's a cycle and everything comes from like some kind of trauma or something. But that doesn't mean other people need to like suffer at your hands.
Yeah, no.
Because you haven't dealt with your shit.
Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
I never in my life, for the rest of my old ass life, I will never, ever put any woman through that. That's why I'd rather just be alone. You know what I mean? Like, not that I'm saying I have no choice if I'm in a relationship situation. It's just, I don't want to make anybody miserable. And I don't want, you know, and it's like, I think
and that's just something that comes with getting older and being more mature, is just realizing like, you know, before I like make somebody suffer through my shit, like I'm going to get my shit together.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Hey,
I wanted to bring up also another little personality disorder that me and Stephanie were talking about. I forgot why. It's called histrionic personality disorder.
Uh-huh.
Here on Google, it says it's defined by the American Psychiatric Association as a personality disorder characterized by a pattern of excessive attention-seeking behaviors, usually beginning in early childhood, including inappropriate seduction and an excessive desire for approval. That is...
There's so many
personality disorders that are out there. So
that's interesting. Would you say that this song that we simped on, which is such an honor, by the way, would you say that the characters that they're portraying, perhaps.
I don't think so, but just you talking about that girl reminded me of this. Like, it says, as though performing before an audience with exaggerated emotions and expressions, yet appears to lack sincerity. Be overly concerned with physical appearance. Constantly seek reassurance or approval. Be gullible and easily influenced by others.
Yeah, I mean, this girl would say, like, everybody wants to fuck me. Everybody, you know, like, yeah. She's, you know, like, I'll tell you one story that's not so dark and scary.
There was another symptom that wasn't here, but it was, like, people that perceive their relationships to be closer than they actually are.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you know, like, it's like, you know, and
so dude, seek therapy, because you could have some random personality disorder, you know?
She confessed so much weird shit to me. It was crazy. But I will say, one time, this is a little more innocent, a little more like in the same milieu, but not as, I remember I went to a party and the woman that I was with at the time, I was like young. This was, I was with my only relationship, but we were like on a break. And if she's around, I don't think she is. She's in a totally different atmosphere. But hey, how you doing? Sorry. but she was gone, and so I went to a party, and then there was this like really like intense Persian girl there that like had just came from Iran. And I was talking to her, like, kind of like, you know, macking on her all night. And
like,
then
literally macking.
Oh, wait, no. Like, well, yeah. Like, well, at some point, like, yeah, at some point we were talking, and then she was eager to have like the American experience, like go to a party and make out or whatever, yeah. You know? And then I was so dumb and just, you know, my game was not that great, but I was just like, finally, after like 40 minutes of talking to her, I was like, you know, she was like, what are you looking at? And I get so uncomfortable sometimes when girls are, you know, like, and then I was just like, I think I just want to kiss you. And then right away, she takes my hand and she goes, thump. And then we're making out all night. So then the next day, we exchanged numbers. And then like my friend who knew her, like his brother was marrying her sister. And that's how she came to the party. He comes and he's like a Persian, like macho guy. And he's like, she's a good girl and she's going to be nice to you, you know, and you got to treat her right. I'm like, yeah, yeah, sure. All you know, right. And I was like, yeah. And then the next day she called me like 58 million times. And my friend was like, we were like hanging out during the weekend. And I just sort of said, dude, I'm scared. Oh, and that was it. And then I just ghosted her. And that
you
was just, it.
Yeah, you got to be careful. That's why like literally here in the song, she's like, I've been ghosted like New Orleans or whatever the fuck she said. Ghost haunt me like New Orleans. So I think that's a little reference to she's been ghosted. Like, don't fuck with me.
Interesting.
So, I mean, this song I think is more about just like a warning that girls that have dealt with assholes give to guys more.
I have to say, they have a right. I'm not trying to virtue signal and be like, I feel you ladies. But you can't trick women into, you know, getting with you if you're not willing to give them what they need and in the situation and stuff. And you can't lie. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, you can't, you know.
You can't. And like, I think for me, when I'm like, if a girl gave you this spiel, so okay, so pre-chorus, she says, better baby, better treat me better, better than those other guys who change up like the weather. It is such a shame that they went missing. They can't find them now. Oh, I wonder how I accidentally put them in the ground. Okay, so then a chorus, she says, I might be a little tipsy on your love. It makes me a little crazy, but so what? You're strumming on my heartstrings. Don't be dumb. If you love your little life, then don't fuck up. I think that's a little warning. And like me, I've been there. I've gave a crazy warning before. And for me, I look at the reaction. Like if the dude is like, whoa, you're going to kill me if I cheat on you? Then I'm going to be like, so you're going to fucking cheat on me? So why are you fucking worried if you're not going to fucking cheat on me?
Interesting.
I gauge that because really I'm not going to fucking kill you. But like if your reaction to me jokingly being like, I'm going to fucking kill you if you cheat on me is like, what? Then like, so you would cheat on me? And maybe that's crazy and I need therapy.
No. Ashley, if a man cheats on you, I'll kill him.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I will say... I don't think you're wrong. Look.
Never wrong.
Yeah, no. Ashley is never wrong. That's why she has the show, you know? Like, but I will say, like, if it's real love, none of this is an issue.
And I think also it depends on how early on it is. Like, correct. If it's a month in and you're fucking saying this shit, like, the fuck is wrong with you? You gotta wait till, like, you're close enough so you could say that so they know it's like a joke, right. But they're also kind of a little scared and turned on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, it can't be like a week, 2 weeks, a month in. Like,
yeah.
No.
Or, I mean, I once dated one girl, or like our families were trying to hook us up. It was weird. She was rich. I wasn't into it. I could not do it. They wanted me to gold dig, basically. I was like, I can't do
nice.
It. Yeah. But like, she said she was pretty too. And she was like, not that that has anything to do with anything, but she was like,
It does.
Yeah, it does. You know, let's be real. I've been real so far. Like, she goes, our first thing, she's like, I can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
That's right.
Right. And
baby.
Anytime I hear that on the first meeting, though, I get a little freaked out. Like, it's like, yeah, wait, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, that's too soon. You cannot let your crazy out that soon.
Right, right.
No.
I will say this. Like, if there is a future woman that I will be involved with in the future and she's watching this, I will be so true to you because I'm a good man. And that's it. I'm not cheating. Can you hear this? Hey, baby.
That's just words, though, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll see. I mean, the thing is, again, I have to give Wild 7 10 solid years. This is fun, yeah. Actually.
So what would it take for you to be like, all right, I want to date this person? Like, for as a man that's just focused on his career and his baby, which is Debbie and the Devil right now.
And
Wild 7, which is your production company studio.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would take just raw attraction and caring, I guess. You know what I mean? Like it would that. I mean, I've been so fortunate. And when people eventually see Debbie and the Devil, they'll see it's a fucking awesome movie. And I've been so fortunate with the people that I have met in my many decade plus year, not more than 2 decades, but like a decade and some years. I'm so inarticulate right now doing this. I've been so fortunate with the people that I've met, and I don't know because the thing is, it's not like, I have to also say this. It's not like I always use Zac Efron as an example of like the most hunky guy.
You have done that before, right. I think, on the Wild 7 podcast where I've been like, he's not even hot.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Zac.
But I get what you mean. No offense, Zac Efron.
Yeah. Sorry, Zac. Ash isn't into you. Yeah. But she's being real. Would you rather have her lie to you, Zac? I'm not some guy that like women are like, ooh, that guy. I gotta see what he's about. And you know, no. When I go out and I mind my own business, I think women are generally pretty appreciative of the fact that I just mind my own business. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that guy.
Everyone appreciates someone that can mind their own motherfucking business.
Right. Exactly. So I'm not saying like I've had quadrillion opportunities and women are pounding down my door and stuff like that. It's just my life has changed a lot in the past. Like,
so it's more to do with timing.
Timing, I would say. Yeah. But the other thing is like, look, I'll be real. Let's real.
Okay.
I can see myself having a honest and good partnership with a woman that was that, like an honest and good partnership that had an intimacy and stuff like that. But it would have to be a grown-up thing, you know? I'm too fucking old to play like 20-year-old games, you know what I mean? I just can't do it. Like half the songs that you guys simp on are things that I just don't have the patience for.
Yeah, I guess like that kind of brings me my question to my episode that I did with Stephanie.
Yeah.
It was about friends with benefits. And like, we kind of just came to the conclusion that a lot of the times, well, first, like my thing was like, I feel like if you like do want like a connection, maybe only a sexual connection, I was like, I think the key is to find someone that's annoying because then you won't fall for them. You know,
that's really
like they're
true.
Hot but annoying. Like, you're down to fuck, but you know you're not going to fall for them.
That's absolutely true.
Or where your
true.
Life isn't really that compatible. And like, we came to that conclusion and we're like, damn, this is gold. So we're like, it's either that or like, because we're like, yeah, it's either that, which makes more sense, or people are really that mentally strong enough to be like, you know, at this point in my life, I'm not ready for a relationship. But then it's like, what if you meet somebody and you're like, let's just be friends with benefits?
Yes.
Are you actually going to just be friends with benefits? What happens if you actually
I don't know.
Them?
I've never, I have not pulled off the friends with benefits like successfully where a feeling isn't hurt or two, you
Me
know,
either.
It's, I think it's hard.
It's hard,
but I will say, I think the older you get, it becomes easier. Maybe
that's what I was thinking too. And that's what this kind of song reminded me of. I think the older you get, I think as a woman, the more comfortable you are with like laying like this shit out, like, yeah. Yo, motherfucker, I'm not fucking playing this shit if you don't fucking treat me right. And more as a like metaphor, like I'm not literally going to fucking kill you. You're
right.
Not literally going to go missing. You're going to go like missing from my life and you're dead to me.
Interesting.
Like you're fucking out. Like I'm not dealing with this. And I have found myself the older I get more comfortable like explaining shit to like my partners instead of beating around the bush. Just like straight up like, I'm not fucking happy with that. Like fuck that, like change or I'm not doing this.
See, that's very good. Like, I think if you are in the relationship game, I think you do have to very clearly. Yeah.
There's no time.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe I think as you get older, you're able to state your needs maybe more calmly and more like, you know.
More
like
clearly, more calmly and without feeling like you're being too pushy or like asking too much, I think.
Yeah.
So that's what I get from this song, as playful as it is. They're younger.
It's a great one.
Older lady interpretation.
Older lady. I don't know. You're a young lady. Well, what are their names again?
Chloe and Hallie.
Chloe and Hallie.
Yeah.
Well, great song.
Yeah, yes. They are.
Yes.
But thank you so much, Nas, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Please enjoy the wine with Apers and Alexa and Stephanie and enjoy. I love you guys. You guys are the best. You guys are my little sisters.
And you a real one, Nazalina, Naz the Red.
Thank you.
We'll give another shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark every single week. We love them. Once again, if you have not, go check out the trailer, the official trailer for Debbie and the Devil. It's on YouTube. It's a horror comedy anthology series. No.
Yes. Feature. No. Well, it's a feature. It's one time, story. It's sort of.
If you ever caught me, I said anthropology one time. Fuck you.
Right. Yeah.
Like, my bad. No. It's an anthology feature.
It's the funny. I'm sorry. I was like standing back because I thought you're doing the outro. I didn't want to say.
No.
It's a feature. It's a comedy horror thing. I hesitate to call it a comedy, but it's pretty funny. It's very great. It's lovely. Check out the trailer. It's the funnest fucking movie you'll ever see.
Yeah. So very like, even if you're not like a horror fan, because like you're a little fucking pussy ass bitch. Just kidding. It has comedic relief, I guess.
And cartoons.
Like, yeah. And it got animation. It's really good. But yeah, go check out Chloe and Hallie. They're definitely fucking popping. They don't fucking need my help promoting them. But thank you guys for tuning in again for another episode of Simpin' After Dark. You can follow me at Simpin' After Dark on Instagram, on TikTok. I am uploading content on there now that is different from Instagram. And you can follow me personally at Ash_Friday_.
You can follow me at Mr.NasRed on Instagram and Mr.NasRed on Twitter.
And at Wild 7 Studios, Wild 7 Podcast.
Yes.
You can follow at Nightshade Collective. And thank you guys so much for sticking around.
Thank you so much for having me, Ash. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for some new Wild 7 podcast episodes coming soon to you guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.